Okay, so let's go back into last week and let's just ask you a couple questions. So whatever we talked about, I know it's kind of short. I think it was just me and Leo and Ray last time with Barry teaching, so we'll back into that. Now, was God's covenant given to Abraham only? You guys have an idea? Yes. Yes. No, it wasn't, right? Who was it promised to? Abraham's whole family. It wasn't just Abraham, it was the promise through his family, right? The promise to Isaac about the coming of his family and Christ and along that way. Next question. Which of Isaac's sons had received the birthright? Anyone? Huh? Firstborn. Yeah, that's good. Who was the firstborn? Ah, yeah. But what happened? What did Jacob do? Did he trick him with a bowl of soup? Yeah, he did. Lentil stew. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so Jacob had tricked his brother Esau, right? Esau was the firstborn. And then he tricked him with that bowl of soup. Every time I hear a bowl of soup, I just think, man, what a fun thing to be tricked by. So he sold it off for a bowl of soup. Not Campbell's, just a really good soup, I guess. So Jacob had tricked his brother Esau and then taken the birthright from him. Okay, so would God continue to unfold his promises through Jacob? Yes. Yes, he would. Absolutely. So now I'm going to read some of the questions, and then I want you guys to kind of think about them, and I'll read the scripture. That way you can kind of go through that, all right? First question I want you to think about, and of course, everyone in here and everyone online, listen to this too. What did Isaac tell Esau to do? First question. Who did Jacob tell his father that he was, right? And what did Isaac's blessing on Jacob include? Okay, so what did Isaac tell Esau to do? Who did Jacob tell his father that he was? And what did Isaac's blessing on Jacob include? So best you can, just keep that. Good job, Olivia. I like that. So good job. Keep those in mind. And we're going to go into some scripture. So I got a couple passages. So Genesis 27, 1 through 10, 18 through 19, and 27 through 29. So bear with me. I'm going to read it all, but those are just the scripture for today. Anyway, now it happened that when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son," and he said to him, "Here I am." So he responded to his dad. And Isaac saw, "Behold, now I am old, and I do not know the day of my death." Right? Death's coming, he doesn't know. So now please take up your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out in the field and hunt game for me, right? And prepare a savory dish for me, such as I love. And bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die. So he's asked him, bring me a really good meal before I die, so it may bless you. But here's the weird thing. So check this out. Now Rebekah was listening while Isaac was speaking to his son Esau. Then Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring to Isaac. But Rebekah spoke to her son Jacob, saying, "Behold, I heard your father speaking to your brother Esau, saying, 'Bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me, that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the flock.'" "That I may eat and bless you in the presence of Yahweh before my death." Okay. "So now, my son, listen to my voice as I command you. Go now to the flock and get for me two choice young goats from there." So Rebekah's telling Jacob to go get this while Esau's over here hunting. Okay. "Now, that I may prepare him as a savory dish for your father, such as he loves." So here's Esau hunting over here. Jacob's being told by his mom to go get this to probably do something. Well, we're going to find out. "Then you shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." Right? A little weird. "Then he came to his father and said, 'My father.' And he said, 'Here I am.' 'Who are you, my son?'" So now he's like, "Who are you? You're not Esau." But he says, "And Jacob said to his father, 'I am Esau, your firstborn.'" So remember, "And Jacob said to his father, 'I am Esau, your firstborn, that I have done as you told me. Rise up, please, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me.'" So he's like, okay. "So he came near and kissed him and smelled the smell of his garments. And then he blessed him and said, 'See, the smell of my son I am is like the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. Now may God give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and an abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you and nations bow down to you, be masters of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you and blessed be those who bless you." So there's a lot of scripture involved in that, right? So let's go back to the questions and try to answer them as best we can. So what did Isaac tell Esau to do? What was the first thing he did? His son comes in there and talks to him. What did he tell him to do? Yeah, he told him, hey, can you go, I don't know the day of my death, and maybe soon, can you go and bring me something to hunt for me, a savory dish for me to eat before, you know, I die and to bless you with. So there goes Esau, listens to his dad, he goes and hunts. Good. So basically to prepare a meal for him so he could bless Esau before he died, right? The father's blessing was normally reserved for the firstborn son. As we learned before, you know, firstborn gets all the rights, inherits them, and Isaac intended to give it to him. So that was the initial plan they had. That was the right to the firstborn, okay? So who did Jacob tell his father that he was? Now, who did Jacob tell his father Isaac who he was? Yeah, he said he was Esau, right? So he comes in there. Rebekah tells him to go get some goats, bring it back and make that meal. And now Isaac's laying there and he says, are you my son? And Isaac, or Jacob, I got to get confused. Jacob said, I am Esau, right? So Esau and Jacob lied to his father. So there's the first part. He lied to his father. Keep that in mind. Pretending to be Esau so that he would receive the blessing. His father Isaac had poor eyesight and could not see that it was really Jacob. Because remember he said it was really dim. His eyes couldn't see very well. So they used that against him. They tricked him. They lied to him. So come back together. What did Isaac's blessing on Jacob include? Do you know? Yes. Yes. Oh, you're going, okay, good. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, fatness of the earth. Gave you the dew of heaven. So you're on top of it. Good, that's way better than what I had. He would become rich and powerful, including all this together. His brother would serve him, right? And the people would be blessed through him. So that was Isaac's blessings on Jacob. That was supposed to be for Esau, but went to Jacob. Now, whole point of the idea, main point, is God's blessings come to unrighteous Jacob, right? Because Jacob tricked him. Only because his curse would come on righteous Jesus. So here we are bringing it back to Christ, right? So Isaac had grown old. His eyesight was poor and his body was weak. Okay? He knew at any time the Lord might take him to heaven. So the blessing first given to Abraham has been passed on to him, which is in Genesis 26:24. And before he died, he wanted to pass it on to one of his sons. So Abraham passed it on to Isaac. God had made it clear that the blessing would go to Jacob, not Esau. So God already established, like we talked about before, that was the promise. That was going to go through his family. It was Jacob, not Esau. The older would serve the younger, Genesis 25:23, but Isaac loved the other. Now, when a father blessed his son in those days, it was a public ceremony, okay? So the entire family would gather to hear, but Isaac hatched a plan. So it already started pretty rough. He hatched a plan to bless his favorite son in private, okay? His secret did not remain secret for long, though Rebekah heard of it and immediately got to work. Right? She heard what was going on. She got to work on it. So she covered Jacob's smooth skin with animal fur, right, to make him look like Esau. Yeah, kind of weird, right? So he made him to think like Esau, look like Esau, so he could trick Isaac to get that blessing from him, right? So with all that going on, he dressed him in animal fur, dressed him like Esau's robes, and put a bowl of Isaac's favorite soup in his hand. So he had everything. He's ready to fool him, right? He's ready to trick him for that. Now, Isaac was tricked and gave the Abrahamic blessing to Jacob. So blessing would come on Jacob, and the blessing would come through Jacob in the world. All right? So Jacob deserved God's curse for his lying and stealing. Yeah. He definitely deserved that for all that stuff. So he was a selfish sinner, okay? Just like us. So we're all compared in the same way. But God would bless him. We don't deserve it. He still blessed him. Now, how is that possible? Well, good thing is because one would come from Jacob's family who would take the curse on himself. Do you know who would take the curse on himself? Jesus. Yes. They're so like awesome over there. But yes. Yeah. So Jesus, right? Because that word came from the family of Jacob and Abraham all the way down to Christ. So, yes, it would be Jesus on that. Galatians 3:13 says that. As the eternal Son of God, okay, Jesus had the rich blessing of his Father, but he willingly laid aside, bearing the curse of sin, so that lying thieves like Jacob could be blessed, just like all of us. We don't deserve it. He freely gave it to us, you know. So let's go into three questions just to end it, all right? So who was the sinner in the story? Is Jacob? Extra points. You know who else was? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plot twist, right? Everyone. Everyone. I know, it's like funny. Isaac sinned, okay, refusing to follow God's will to bless Jacob. So there's one. Esau sinned because he was going along with his father's plan, okay? And then Rebekah sinned by taking advantage of her husband. So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of that. So, and Jacob sinned by tricking his father, so nobody was innocent. Wow. Nobody. Mm-hmm. How? Well, there was his father's plan because they did it in private to bless him. Mm-hmm. So he went along with that. So the family through whom God would bless the world is very sinful. Ow. Just like that. But good. I like that. Good responses. So how could God bless sinners like Isaac and Jacob? So how did God bless them? How would he bless them? Do you know? Okay. So Isaac and Jacob deserve God's curse and wrath. They sinned, they lied, they tricked each other, just for birthrights, all over the place. So they deserve his curse and wrath. But God could bless them only because his son would come and suffer the wrath that they deserved. Okay. So Jesus was the son of God's blessing, but he became sin on the cross and bore God's curse for his people. Because he was the curse, we can be blessed, right? He took that upon himself so we can have eternal life with him. Last question. You guys are all antsy. I love it. You guys have done really well. Good job, guys. Now, why is God's blessing so important? Why? Do you know? You're good. I got you. Okay. So why is it important? Okay. So because those who are blessed have God as their God, okay, you have God as your God, and receive all the promises of salvation in Christ. So to know God's blessing is to know true joy, okay? True joy, peace, and life, right? We go to Christ. He's the one who saves us. He redeems us. He delivers us from sin. And also with the wrath of God, okay, we become righteous in his eyes through Christ and his sacrifice. That's the joy. That's the true joy, that we have no fear because we're in Christ, right? Yeah. Well, good. Well, thanks, guys, for listening today. You did really well. Good questions, too. Great question. We'll talk more about that later. So let's go ahead and just go into prayer, and we'll go into the music. Father, we come before you to thank you today for this time to worship you and always glorify you as best we can. We thank you for, though the curse was that we rightly deserve that, Christ took that on himself, who was without sin and lived a perfect life so we may be free in him. Lord, we thank you for his sacrifice, the true joy that comes from that. As Christ is truth, we rely heavily on that and the word as truth. And we thank you for those. And it's in your name we pray, amen.